Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming to this session. Today, I'm going to talk about Even Hubs and how Even Hubs provides solutions from agile startups to Fortune 500. My name is Shubha Vijayasarathy. I'm a program manager with Azure Messaging Team. Azure Messaging Team is responsible for messaging services like Even Hubs, Service Bus, and Relay. As I go through the various features today, I'll be emphasizing on the three S's, simplicity, stability, and scalability of Event Hubs. For folks who are new to Event Hubs is a distributed streaming PaaS solution that provides massive scale, low latency, publish-subscribe capabilities. Event Hubs uses AMQP and HTTP protocol, supports multiple languages, including native Java and .NET, making it ideal on-ramp for big data. How does this fit into big data? We know we want data, big data, mainly to make smarter business moves, be it return on investment, and I always like fancy Power BI or any other dashboards. And once we know we want big data, we know the other side, which produces these events or these data that we are interested in, which could be applications, your custom protocols, which could be your containers, devices. As we plumb these, the other end, which produce the data, to move the data to cloud, that's where you ingress your events into Event Hub, which sits in the cloud like a time retention buffer, and you process them, be it fast stream processing or slow data, and take further action on them on the other end. Well, we see many of our customers doing real-time analytics. We also see customers wanting persistent storage, mainly to do batch processing or longer-term retention. Event Hubs offers a feature called Event Hubs Archive, which will let you stream both or enable both the scenarios. All you have to do is enable this feature on your Event Hubs and find it the most simplest and easiest way to stream data into Azure. How this works is you have event data or data in your Event Hubs, that's your data, and you specify a time and size window once you enable the archive feature on your Event Hubs, and the archive will capture your event data and put it into your Azure Blobs. Today, we support Blobs as a destination. We plan to add much more destinations, and this is where we would love your feedback, knowing what destinations you are interested in. So that's how it gets filled in. And behind me, you're seeing some of the common scenarios and patterns that we see our customers use Event Hubs for. And where do we see Event Hubs today? Any industry that you pick, any industry, any enterprise that where big data matters, you can find Event Hubs. I'm going to talk about a success story from Honeywell. I have Honeywell folks here. We are very happy to be partnering with them. Honeywell uses Event Hubs successfully for streaming large volumes of device telemetry for their most critical data flows, for ingesting diagnostic logs, for notification between various services. And virtually in every cloud-based solution, Honeywell uses Event Hubs. And in their own words, you can see Honeywell is very delighted for the stability and simplicity that Event Hubs offers. Thank you. Conceptually, when we see the architecture of Event Hubs, we have event producers on one end, and we have event receivers on the other end, and we have Event Hub, which sits in with partitions. The partitions that you see here are like logical separation of the data in the Event Hubs. So when events are produced, the data is distributed among the partition, and Event Hubs uses something called as on its partitions uses partition consumer model, which enables multiple receivers read concurrently from Event Hubs. This feature is great for, it allows maximum downstream parallelism, which is great for scaling out. When we think of, or when we talk about scaling with event hubs, we talk something called as throughput units. So what is a throughput unit? A throughput unit is a variable reserved capacity. This is a reserved capacity that you buy. This is a component that you have to purchase. What it says is once you purchase it, or we reserve this for you. So it comes in, like 1 MB per second. That's what a throughput unit entitles you. It entitles you for ingressing 1 MB per second, or 1,000 events per second, and twice the amount egress. Today it is available on our standard and basic queues. On basic queues it's much less, but on standard from anywhere between 1 and 20, and it's charged hourly. It's based on your usage. It comes in blocks of 20, beyond that, up to 100. And there are additional options. I want you to hold on to the thought, beyond 20, beyond 100 for some time. And while we reserve this capacity for you today, we throttle your overages. Like if you have reserved four throughput units for your event hubs, and you see a traffic bus which goes beyond four throughput units, we throttle you. That means you get server busy error. Event hubs is enabling a new feature called auto inflate to give that throttling behavior, or control on the throttling behavior, to you as customers. What does this mean? All you have to do is set a limit on your throughput units. You can start small with your throughput units, say start from one, and set an upper limit to until where you want to grow, and it lets you scale up for until that limit beyond which you want throttling, so you're controlling it and will throttle at that point. I have a little demo here. What the demo says before I run the demo is I have a Java Sender client which is trying to send to my event hub. That event hub has just one throughput unit enabled. It does not have auto inflate yet. And I'm trying to load or send beyond one throughput unit. I'm trying to send up to 6 throughput units at a time. So as soon as I see the traffic bus beyond one, I see throttling. So when I see throttling, I go back to my portal, I enable this auto inflate feature, I set the max auto inflate level up to 10, and I come back and run my client. Let's see what happens. Oops, sorry for that. There's very little space here to move my mouse around. So, as you can see, I'm trying to hit the event hub with 6 TUs. I'm using a send, and you can see that my request is being throttled. Why? Because I've just set my throughput unit, predefined throughput units, to just one in the portal, and that's my event hub. As you can see, it just has one throughput unit, and I enable my auto inflate, and I set my max limit to 10, and I come back. I save this, of course, so it makes changes at the namespace level, and then I come back to my client to again hit my event hubs, and this time I'm giving a slightly bigger number, which is 8. And there goes my events start. It's sending a lot of events because it can now, because the upper limit is 10, or my max limit is 10, and you can see the throughput has risen without me doing any increase or any set. So this feature right now is being deployed as I speak and will be available to customers across all regions, all Azure regions, by end of this month. So in the previous slides, I did mention beyond 100 to hold on to that thought. What additional options do we have? When we talk beyond 100 throughput units, beyond 100 throughput units, you're talking massive scale. We have many demanding customers who would want such a scale. And so we have this new SKU, which was released in late 2016, called Dedicated Event Hubs. So what Dedicated Event Hub offers you? It offers massive scale with no noisy neighbors. I say so because it is a single tenant, completely dedicated for you as a customer. No other sharing. It's a reserved capacity, completely reserved capacity. And today, it is being sold in capacity units. So what a capacity unit gives you, although we have seen our customers do anywhere between 250 and 300 TUs, we conservatively, I would say, guarantee that one capacity unit will give you 200 throughput units. It is a flat monthly rate. On our standard SKU and on our basic SKU, we have a message size. We allow up to 256 KB, whereas with dedicated event hubs, the message size is bumped up to 1 MB. And today we have this offering starting from one SKU and let you grow to 8 SKU. That is a huge scale. The way to get started with this SKU is you have to get in touch with the product group, that's us. Many customers, when they were interested in this and they said, yeah, this is awesome, but we don't want that big scale. Can you give a similar functionality, similar SKU, which is much, much smaller? And we thought, why not? And we are designing something called as Event Hub Clusters. The great thing about this, these are clusters that will be available in your Azure portal. So you can just go to Marketplace, do a plus new, and stand up your own clusters. These will be deployed on the portal in less than 2 hours. You can monitor the cluster health on the portal because it is available in the portal, and so it'll be integrated with Azure monitoring. You can start small. I'll talk about that in a minute. And like any dedicated cluster, you will have repeated performance because it has no noisy or shared neighbors. You are the sole owner of it. It comes with archive included because archive is a new feature which is off the mainstream, real analytics stream. There is a charge on archive, but with all the dedicated clusters, you will have archive enabled on it. And it will be available in all regions, like all our Azure services. So when I say starts from 5K, that's the flat monthly rate we are thinking for 1 month. But since you can start up your own clusters on the portal and you have complete control of it, you can have the clusters at an hourly charge of approximately $7. So this is coming soon. Currently, we are in private preview. Like I've been trying to emphasize, we always want to work on the three S's: simplicity, stability, and scalability. So right now, we are working on all these factors, so it's under private preview. We're getting awesome feedback. Customers are happy about it. It will be for public preview in summer and GA'd later on when we feel it's really good. With that, I want to show this demo, which shows your experience, how the cluster experience for dedicated cluster is going to be on the new portal. Like I said, this is a private preview dashboard that you're seeing. I'll not go to the new and create a new cluster. I already have a cluster created, and I'll start from there. The demo starts from there. As you can see, Black Pearl is what I call my dedicated cluster. And when it loads up, you see all the overview blade, like the resource group that it's associated with, the subscription ID. And you can also monitor the health. You can see the cluster health. Here we're not talking about one namespace. You're talking about multiple namespaces that you can have in your cluster. And like any other namespace, if you are familiar with the namespace creation and event hubs, this will give you the same experience where you go to your namespace and create your event hub. And a namespace gives you a FQDN fully qualified domain name for event hubs. And this is interesting. Since this is a dedicated cluster, event hub cluster, you can set the limits, like partition limit on your namespaces, on your throughputs, on your event hubs, number of event hubs that you want to limit per namespace as well. So this is coming soon. This is experience that I a glimpse of the experience that how your cluster is going to be. And with that, the other things that we are working on is geo availability capability. This is coming soon in summer, probably in June for private preview. Encryption at rest. We are right now working on it. We encrypt our data in flight, and pretty soon, probably in June or in early summer, we are going to be encrypting our data at rest as well. Like I said, today, Event Hub Archive chooses or puts its data or captures its data into Azure Storage, is soon integrating with Azure Data Lake Store as well, and we would love to get your feedback on what other destination would be of interest to you. With that, we do have a booth. We are a messaging service. We have Service Bus and Relay along with Event Hubs under the theme. Come meet us at the Service Bus booth where you can talk to the whole product team, know the roadmap on many of the things that I spoke. Again, we saw a couple of demos today, and you saw how simple, stable, and scalable Event Hubs are. It strives to provide these solutions. And I strongly encourage for you, whoever is interested to get started, to check out these links. A lot of useful information there. And as always, your feedback is really valuable to us. Please fill out the evaluation form. And if you guys have no questions, you're free to go. You have questions, I'm here to answer them. Thank you.